قال رئيس لجنة الأمن القومي والسياسة الخارجية في البرلمان الإيراني.
Iran's official Arabic language Al Alam TV is reporting Tehran will officially present its response to the UN nuclear draft deal Thursday to the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. The Iranian Student News Agency reported earlier the head of the Parliament's National Security Committee, Alaeddine Borujerdi, would put the UN draft nuclear deal between Tehran and the West to a vote of his committee after discussing its pros and cons. The IAEA draft deal calls for Iran to ship its stockpile of low-grade enriched uranium to Russia to be transformed into more highly enriched uranium for use in Tehran's medical research reactor. Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani, who was once Tehran's top nuclear negotiator, decried the draft deal Saturday, accusing the West of trying to cheat and impose its will on us. Several Iranian politicians close to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei have demanded Tehran ship only part of its enriched uranium stockpile abroad until some of the batch shipped to Russia was returned in more highly enriched form. Mayor Javed Danfar of the Mipas Center in Tel Aviv says the Iranian critics of the nuclear deal with the West are suspicious of the terms of the agreement.
Those who are against this deal are asking this: how do we know that the Americans and the West are basically going to let the Russians live up to their promise of giving the uranium back? How do we know that they're not going to keep it all?
The United States and allies France and Russia have supported the IAEA draft deal with Iran as a means to alleviate concerns that Tehran is using its nuclear program to develop atomic weapons covertly. The Iranian government strenuously insists its nuclear program is peaceful and its supplies of enriched uranium will be used to produce electricity for civilian nuclear power plants it is building. Mayor Javed Danfar says many, including himself, suspect Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei harbors the aspiration to build atomic weapons.
There's another reason, which of course they don't say, that it is the understood belief amongst many people, including myself, that Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, wants the bomb. And if he hands over 80% of his low-enriched uranium, that means for the next 13 months, he will not be able to go down that path, meaning he would lose a lot of leverage with the West.
The Iranian press reported earlier this week that Tehran was ready to accept the general framework of the UN draft deal, but was insisting on some important changes. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.